We're going to take some time to uplift our prayers this morning. And as we do that, let's rise as we speak these prayers together. And in addition to the names that we have printed in the back of the bulletin, I'd add prayers have been requested for Andrew and Emily Schwartz and their little baby Maya as they travel over the next 2 weeks. Also for the Glather family as they mourn the death of Bob's nephew, who died just suddenly this week. Also for Carrie Benson as she's recovering from surgery about a week ago. And Thanksgiving for Steve Heitmeyer's surgery on Monday. We prayed for you, Steve, last week, and we're thankful you're here and how well that has gone. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us pray to the Lord that he may hear us on behalf of the people of God and all people as they have need, that the humility of our Lord's suffering and death bring forth in us the fruits of faith and renewed faithfulness for us and for all who hear about what he did on the cross. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the wounds of the sick, the suffering, the grieving, and the dying find healing in the wounds of Christ our Lord. Especially, Lord, for Andrew and Emily Schwartz and their little baby Maya, for safe travels in the next 2 weeks. For the Glather family as they mourn the sudden passing of Bob's nephew. Also for Carrie Benson recovering from her surgery a week ago, and Steve Heitmeyer too, recovering from his surgery on Monday. As well as these names that we have, and those silent names too on our hearts this morning that each one of us uplifts to you. Haley, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Tom and Donna, Barry and Betty, Chris and her family, Jonathan, Melody and Brad, Janine, the Motlock family, Kathy, Craig, Addie, Jerry and Joyce, Tim, Ann, Carla, Rob, Audrey, Dale, Mark, Rachel, Bob, Dixie, Bradley, Caitlin, Janelle, Kai, and Marty. For these names, but also those that are silent on our hearts, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That by his gracious example of humility unto death, we learn humility of faith, that we repent of our sins and unrighteousness, and learn to delight in his will and walk in his ways all the days of our lives. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That God visit his grace to us and to all nations, that we have good leaders and that we be good citizens until the day when we join the saints before the Lord in his eternal city, where he has prepared for us an everlasting place. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
And that God strengthen the bonds we share with our ministry partners, that those individuals and families who receive blessings from our ministry partners look to the cross for comfort this Easter. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.